Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to the July 9th edition of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett, along with Shannon the Dude, on this absolutely beautiful Friday. Hope everybody's getting ready to have a nice weekend out there. If you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080. Or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Lots to talk about today because there's three big things happened yesterday, Shannon. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing just fine. Always better on a Friday.
Yeah, well, you got that right. I feel a little more of a hop when we get to a Friday.
I know. I can tell it in your voice. You're coming in hot there.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. I'll tune it down just a little bit.
But that's okay.
But there's three big topics that have happened yesterday that I definitely want to talk about. Number one, obviously, is – there I go with that. Number one, definitely, is the commitment of a certain player I want to talk about. Number two, UK is not going to play North Carolina when it comes to the CBS Classic. And, you know, thanks to somebody that called me around 10:30, 11 o'clock last night – there's a certain player that scored 31 points in the NBA Finals. So, you know, that's three topics that right there I think are really big. Which do you think is the biggest, Shannon?
Well, I think the commitment of Dare Rosenthal was huge.
So do I.
So I think that's probably the one we probably should lead with. But I do want to point out that I called you last night, and you weren't even watching the NBA Finals. You were watching Say Yes to the Dress or some Lifetime TV show.
That.
You weren't even watching the NBA Finals. I'm like, what are you doing?
I forgot about it.
You forgot about it.
The Office.
The Office.
Yes, I was watching the – yes, Say Yes to the Dress is by far one of – that and Below Deck. Okay, so Below Deck might be my all-time favorite. I mean, I
don't even know what that is. What is Below Deck?
Oh, seriously? You've never seen Below Deck?
Never heard of Below Deck.
You are lucky. I mean, consider yourself very lucky because I'm stuck having to watch these kinds of shows every now and then because, you know, I happen to be kind of married. And sometimes, Patricia likes to watch the show called Below Deck. And she likes them so much, she records them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
is there only one TV in your house? You can't go somewhere else?
In fact, I have to. I mean, it's so bad. There's a couple shows she watched that are so bad that I literally have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Below Deck is about these people that run a yacht and work on a yacht, and these people come and stay on vacation on the yacht, and, you know, there's romance, there's fights. I mean, it's Kardashians times 10. I mean, it's just like, please, enough's enough.
Well, let's talk about Dare Rosenthal committing to Kentucky.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Below Deck anymore?
No, I don't really.
Okay.
No.
One of these times we should rank the worst television reality shows.
I would just say all of them and draw a line right there.
Exactly. I'm with you right there. All right, Dare Rosenthal commits yesterday, transferring from LSU, former four-star. The dude is only 6'7 and 330 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, this guy... he's got to be the biggest guy in the SEC, right? There's nobody bigger than that.
Cole Kubelik had already said that UK's offense is the best offensive line in the SEC. Now, with a transfer of Dare Rosenthal, what does that make us?
Yeah, I mean, try to get around that guy. 6'7", 330 pounds.
How would you like to feed that young man?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
It costs you an arm and a leg.
Or more. So I'm with you. Listen, I think it's a great pick. But here's the other thing, though, Shannon, It proves that Mark Stoops and company can bring on somebody that might have a little bit of a questionable background and feel like they can get them to the point where they abide by the law of Mark Stoops and the University of Kentucky football.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that. Do you take the chance on it? And you said that you would. You would dare take a chance on Dare Rosenthal.
Please stop.
What?
Okay, please stop with those jokes.
That's what you said.
You know, the funny part is...
Those are your exact words.
The funny part is, I wasn't saying it as a joke. You were saying, you make fun of me of making dad jokes. That was the epitome of a dad joke right there.
How dare you call that a dad joke?
It's because it's bad. It's just...
You're bad.
Well... If that's all you can come up with, that's even worse.
Well, I don't need anything else. That's pretty definitive.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I think it's fantastic. I'm excited about it because, Mark Stoops has done this in the past where he's brought somebody with a little bit of a background because that was the kid from Tennessee, the quarterback down there that I was seeing. Why didn't he at least try him? But maybe it's because they don't feel like that kid has the talent to come up to Kentucky.
Do we need a quarterback? I mean, we've already got so many quarterbacks, we don't know what to do with them.
Well, if you, he's got scholarship offers.
Yes, I had to dump that. Nobody heard that. It's
thank
gone.
You. Yeah, that was it's scholarship, not the other one. Okay. My gosh.
That's when you go out and eat too many sliders at night.
Something happened. Well, last night I had Hooters. Is that just as bad?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. Yeah, and then the Hooters is very nice down here. The food is absolutely
I really wish I could keep that, but it's gone.
No, thank you.
It'll never be heard by anybody but me and you.
Kind of like Butch, what was his last name at?
Jones.
Yeah, Butch Jones. That day I said the other not Butch, I said something else. You can say it for yourself. But I think people can figure out what I said when I say scholarship. So, anyway.
Except for when you substitute the P for a T.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't have any idea.
We're already off the rails. We're 6 minutes into the show and you're already cussing.
It's okay. It's Friday. Might as well celebrate. I'll never forget. My uncle used to say my dad had dementia. He goes, the only good thing that I have left, even though I have dementia, is I remember all the cuss words. So, and he would put extra syllables on every cuss word. I loved it. I had a great uncle. But anyway, but this is a huge get. And now you begin to wonder, where are we going to fit? Who's going to fit where? And I think it really kind of like the defensive line, they don't care. They're going to play their minutes in the game. Everybody's going to be fresh. And it kind of with the backfield we have, Shannon, I'm beginning to really feel confident. And Wandell Robinson interviewed earlier this week saying that, listen, we're going to have a special team. I'm beginning to feel like, okay, there is that opportunity.
Yeah, and you're going to have a hard time sitting a guy like Dare Rosenthal over on the bench, a guy that with that size and that kind of talent coming from LSU. So, yeah, I think it's just one more reason to get excited about this upcoming football season.
It really is. I mean, I was teasing somebody last night. I've never heard of this show before, but he's got a Twitter account called the J-Boy Show. I don't know if you have you ever heard of that show before?
I have not.
I haven't either. I tried to look up, is this a podcast or is this an actual radio show? But evidently he covers, whoever J-Boy is, covers the SEC. And he picked Kentucky to be third in the East. It's kind of a crazy list that he's got. And I said third. I'm kind of having a little fun, being a little cocky. I said third. They're going to be second. So he actually has Georgia, and he changed it. I credit to this guy. So J-Boy, nice job. He says Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, then Florida, Tennessee, ooh, South Carolina, Vanderbilt.
Okay, hey, if Kentucky can beat Florida, I could see that playing out.
See, I tell you what,
Kentucky has to win that game against Florida for that to even be a possibility.
Yes, exactly. Well, the first things first, though.
Yeah, Missouri.
Exactly. A lot of people are talking about Missouri and the job that Eli, the goofiest coach out there in the college football, Drinkwitz, has done a nice job of recruiting down there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good early test in the season, too. I mean,
it is.
One game in, and then you're taking on Missouri, who's vastly improved, as we've said, and it should be a good test to see where this Kentucky football team is early in the season.
It's interesting that the SEC the past couple of seasons has changed that Florida game. Usually, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s, pre-Steve Spurrier, the Florida game was kind of October, November in the cold years. Mm-hmm. And then I think Steve Spurrier complained, we can't come up there and play in the cold weather. So they changed it to the second game. Now they've kind of slowly, the SEC is slowly, last year they did, we played that game down in our Gainesville, and it was November, I believe, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then again this year, it's not. It's usually the second game of the season, and now it's Missouri. So do you kind of get the feeling that Dan Mullen might not be getting the heavy weight that Steve Spurrier did, and the SEC might be switching that game to a colder game?
And I think that it goes to Kentucky's advantage at that point. But we don't have Florida in November. We have them in October. You know,
still,
Kentucky weather in October can be just as hot as Florida.
It can be hot, but it can be chilly if it gets that way.
Yep.
That's so
Kentucky weather.
As I say,
if you don't like it, just hang around.
It'll change.
That's
actually correct. So 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We got a lot more to talk about. It's Friday, everybody. Come join us. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Leaving home out on the road.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Ian tweeted out, today's Just the Cats is a total ship show. Keep your fingers on the dump button.
I know it.
That's a great tweet right there. Keep your fingers on the dump button, Shannon the Dude. Listen, if I had something to give away, buddy, you would win it right there. Because that's a great tweet right there. So we'll get to the rest in just a little bit. But first, we haven't talked to this guy in a long time, and I'm glad to hear he's on the phone. 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
It's JT.
JT, good to hear from you, my friend.
Hey. Good to be there. All right. I just want to comment on the life of Devin Booker.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, he comes from UK as a ball player. Second of all, he has an awesome contract. Third, he's got his team in the finals of the NBA. Fourth, they might win the NBA. And last but not least, he's got a Kardashian. I mean, what more can a man ask for?
Hey, he's got it all, right?
Exactly. He does have it all. And you're exactly right, JT. I mean, he scored 31 points last night. I believe it was 6 rebounds and 4 assists. He had a phenomenal game. A lot of people have been crediting Chris Paul's back. But I tell you what, I think people are slowly but surely recognizing, hey, this might not be the Chris Paul team, and it's more of the Devin Booker team and the combination of both of them. They're just a team that is ready to be reckoned with.
Well, I hope the public doesn't start any problems between the two. But both of them are awesome guys.
Yes.
Chris Paul was there for a while, and Devin Booker is definitely the teacher in Phoenix. I mean, he can own Phoenix if he wants to right now.
Like, I agree.
One thing he's got going for him, he got him a Kardashian. I mean, what can you say?
I think JT is more impressed with the Kardashian than he is with his play for the Phoenix Suns.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, Devin, JT, good to hear from you, my friend. Always good to hear from you. But, you know, the one thing, Devin Booker's a good-looking kid. I mean, he's not a bad – there are guys out there you know are getting their girlfriends and wives because of their fame.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah, exactly. But Devin Booker's legitimately a good-looking guy.
I mean, let's be real about it. Nobody was licking Michael Bennett's car when he was in college way back in the day. But people were licking Devin Booker's car, which is always strange.
Yeah. That is disgusting. I'm sorry. I have a real problem with that. But, you know, the one thing about watching the games in Phoenix, man, I'm a crowd watcher. You know, I've always kind of looked to see who's in the crowd. And there's some nice-looking people in that crowd there in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phoenix has got good-looking people.
Yeah,
speaking of people in crowds, did you see your boy, Your buddy Matt Jones was in the background of the Reds-Cubs game last night with Dwayne Peavy.
Really?
Yeah. Sitting right behind home plate.
Yeah.
I think he even mouthed, "Hey, Michael Bennett. Good to see you."
No, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Stop it. No, listen. Okay, that's good for them. I'm glad. Listen, Dwayne Peavy is a missed man. I love Dwayne Peavy. I don't blame him for leaving UK. I'm proud of the fact that he's up there at DePaul. And from what I hear, he's doing a phenomenal job. He and I text each other every now and then. And because he and I would always have lunch on a regular basis. I always loved hanging out with Dwayne, so I've really missed the guy. So good for, you know, that guy up there and spending an evening, which I can't imagine doing. But anyway, I mean, I just can't. I'm sorry. I thought
you guys were going to go play, Augusta Nationals?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, in my lifetime.
Has that ship sailed?
That ship sailed way, you know that show, Below Deck? It has gone way below the deck. Okay.
Right.
So there you go. Let's talk about a couple things here. You know, we just talked about Devin Booker, but a couple of things that have waiting to be announced on a couple of other players, not at Kentucky. You know, we finally heard that Johnny Juzang is headed back to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And Scottie Pippen is going back to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that was a head-scratcher. I guess maybe he didn't get the feedback from NBA scouts that he was looking for. And his dad, you know, being, of course, Scottie Pippen, I think he would be a good, honest, you know, judge. He can really assess his son's talent level and say, okay, you're either ready or you're not.
And so that makes you wonder, okay, did his dad misjudge it? Is his dad a little too biased because of the fact that it's his son? So
maybe that could that could be the case too. I could see that.
But the other thing, though, Shannon, no offense, I'm so sorry that you're a Vanderbilt fan. You know, I've got numerous cousins down in Nashville that are huge Vanderbilt fans, and I'm really surprised no other college picked up Scottie Pippen.
Well, I don't guess it's too late, right?
Well, it's probably not, but that ship is about to sail as well. If UK had to do it all over again, you think they would have taken Xavier Wheeler over Scottie Pippen, or you feel like Cal's really happy with the decision to bring to Xavier Wheeler?
I think he's happy with Wheeler, but at the same time, he got Wheeler in before Scottie Pippen Jr. decided to come back to college.
Yes, yeah. So you have to take what you take.
Yeah, it was a timing issue. I think that if both were available and he was looking to maybe transfer, I mean, maybe Pippen Jr. wasn't looking to go to any other college. Maybe it was either I'm going to the NBA or I'm coming back to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at the other player. Who was the big man that Vanderbilt just lost as well?
Dylan Dessou went to Texas.
Dylan Dessou, yes. I mean, you lose him, now you know your team is dismantling because he was the second best player there at Vanderbilt.
Right.
Between Scottie Pippen Jr. and that guy. So Dessou, I mean, both of them really played well against Kentucky, and I would have been happy if both of them came to UK.
Well, yeah, but, of course.
Exactly, because both of them scored really well against UK.
But there's only so many spots on that roster, though. You got to keep that in mind.
There is, and it almost feels like now that Jaden Duren is headed to Memphis, which is surprising to me.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, Memphis has lost pretty much their entire roster, and you're telling me he's going there?
Well, look, there's different factors, you know, that you got to think about as well. I mean, you and I think that everybody should come to Kentucky, right? Kentucky fans think that every player should come to Kentucky.
Fair.
But there's other things that maybe come into play that you and I don't know about. Maybe it's just personal things, personal reasons maybe. We have no idea why. We know everybody can't come to Kentucky.
Well, we should.
I mean, we don't have a roster of, you know, 200 guys that we can pick.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, we got room for two more, and I'm waiting to see who those other two are going to be.
Yep.
So
whoever they are, I'm sure that Calipari is going to be very selective and choose wisely as to who gets those two scholarships.
Yeah. Be wise. Be insured. It's what makes me think of. You probably don't remember that old commercial right there. But anyway, what do you think about UK now in the CBS Sports Classic not playing North Carolina? They switched it up, and they're going to play Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Didn't they play Ohio State? Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I find it interesting that the first year that North Carolina has a brand new basketball coach that they switch it up, and now UK is going to play Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean,
the new coach, is Ohio State or North Carolina better than the other? I don't know.
I think Ohio State's going to be a better team. No offense to North Carolina.
So then we just trade it up then.
We traded up for a better game, yes, but I just find it interesting that, did North Carolina say something? We don't want to play UK this year. We want to play somebody a little lighter. I don't know. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. Tweet me at Just Cat Radio. We'll be right back. This is Just Cat.
Do you feel like you're falling?
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
See, that's not...
It's not what?
That's not kind of the expectation. When you think of Metallica, this mellow stuff right here.
Well, this is my favorite. This is my all-time favorite Metallica song right here.
Is it really?
See, I'm one of the rare people who like Metallica when they cut their hair and put out the Load album, which this song was on.
Yeah,
more so than the older stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm playing Metallica because did you see that a New Zealand mom named her kids? She had three kids. She named them Metallica.
Please no.
Pantera.
Please no.
And Slayer. Could you imagine prom night? Hey, let me introduce you to my prom date, Slayer.
No. Yeah, listen. If I was the dad of that girl, I would say, young man, you need to just leave immediately. would you be that biased if you had a little girl and you learned the name, just by the name alone, would you say yes or no that your daughter could date that boy?
Probably so. I mean, I don't know. I think, Slayer sounds really badass.
Yeah, oh, sure it does.
Yeah,
if you're the dad of the daughter.
With Slayer, you know. Shannon, there's a kid, I'm sure you wouldn't worry about a guy named Shannon, but a guy named Slayer, look out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
If you're named Slayer, too, you can't grow up and be a little geek. You got to be, muscles and tattoos everywhere. I feel like you're destined to be that person if your name is Slayer.
I can't help but think about the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, and in the they're making fun of Steve Carell's poster of Asia.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people laughed at you at the frame shop when you brought that poster to be framed?
Yeah.
That's what I think of. So at least they're anyway. All right. Let's move on. And thank you for playing that song. I do like that song. All right. The entire state of Kentucky. I know I'm probably, there aren't as many out there, but I think there are a lot of people out there that have been really concerned about this recruiting process of the one, Reed Sheppard.
Mm-hmm.
And now the entire state, I feel like, can breathe a sigh of relief. Did you see what happened yesterday?
Yes. John Calipari and Chin Coleman went to watch, right?
Well, it wasn't just John Calipari and Chin Coleman. It was also Orlando Antigua, and it was also Jay Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
All four of them were there to see him play. Now, that's kind of what you call a full court press right there.
I would say so, yeah. We're going to bring the entire staff to watch.
So, all right, do you think that maybe that the fan base has kind of felt, put a little pressure on Cal and the coaching staff by what's been said around the last two or three weeks with everybody else coming in there? I mean, you got for the likes of Virginia, you got the likes of, Chris Mack is coming there to see him play. Everybody else is coming to see this young man play, yet Cal and nobody from Kentucky, well, Orlando sent a text. You feel like maybe that kind of pressure is like, okay, we better go see him.
Well, maybe a little bit, but Calipari would never admit to that. He was probably going to say, well, we're going to get to Reed Sheppard. We still got a few more years. We're not going to rush into it. We don't want to look too desperate for Reed Sheppard. Yeah, eager.
Eager beaver.
Right. It's like when you get a girl's phone number, you don't call it 30 seconds later. You got to wait a couple of days, right? I think maybe that's what's going on
every
here.
Every single time? Or come on now.
What?
Look,
I know you, Michael Bennett. If you went out to a bar and got a girl's phone number, you were calling her before you got home.
It's like tonight I got six numbers. One more would have made a complete one.
Yeah.
So you're exactly correct. But I just feel like, come on, Shannon. When I got a girl's number, yes, I probably waited maybe 24 hours, but I couldn't. I was not one of those typical guys, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't wait to call the girl.
Well, I think that maybe Calipari is playing it cool, you know? He's like, we'll get to you. We'll get to you. Don't worry about it. Everybody,
yeah,
calm down.
What I think is so funny, when I first started dating Patricia, she was trying to pawn me off on her roommate. Exactly. Her roommate had a crush on me, and Patricia didn't have anything to do with me because of that. So
you finally wore your wife down to where she's like, all right,
yep,
my roommate doesn't want to have anything to do with you. I guess I'll take you out as exactly. a sympathy date.
Exactly. So I thought that was funny. But, you know, I took an Italian girl to a spaghetti factory. And then,
oh, my gosh.
At that point, she thought I was poor. And, and then she felt sorry for me. I thought it was a good meal. Listen, you go to the spaghetti factory.
I thought you were talking about Olive Garden or maybe
no, I took her
maybe
to the
Fazoli's.
Spaghetti factory.
I took her to a nice Italian restaurant. It's
exactly.
called Fazoli's.
I didn't think anything about it. I liked spaghetti.
She had unlimited breadsticks.
Well, not just that, but you get spumoni at the end. You get free dessert.
Yeah.
I mean, how great is that? And she felt sorry for me because it's like, well, we usually went to the spaghetti factory when we ran out of money. So anyway, I thought it was a good meal. But anyway, I thought that was fantastic that, my gosh, now we got Cal and the entire staff, with exclusion of Bruiser Flint, going in trying to recruit. Now, there were a couple of other players they were looking at, too, at this event, Adidas event down in Birmingham. And one of the guys from the Lexington newspaper over there, Lexington Herald, broke the story and took a lot of pictures of it. And I was glad to see that all four of them there were talking to Reed Sheppard.
Yeah, yeah. So, like you said, I think it is sort of a full-court press.
Yes.
Maybe showing, hey, we haven't been, showing you as much of attention as some of these other schools, but now we're going to be at your game with all four coaches.
Right. I mean, you can't just simply say, well, we're Kentucky, we're going to ignore you. You got to show some love.
And we got to keep in mind, sometimes these assistant coaches have a better relationship with the players than the head coach.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
I mean, you can't
underestimate the importance of these assistant coaches.
And I think that's why it's so important that Orlando Antique was back. I think it's so important that's why we don't give enough credit to Jay Lucas, because those guys, you're exactly correct. They have incredible relationships, more than the head coach.
Yeah. All right,
let's go back to the phone line. Hey,
I just said
time.
That. You owe me a Coke.
I know it.
Joe!
Who's up?
I'm here, gentlemen. My comment will be on the when y'all got talking about Florida and how they get special treatment, this and that.
Yes.
In football, and the answer is, of course they do. I mean, it's just unbelievably how they bow down to them. Here's my big gripe when Florida comes to Lexington. You know, why didn't Mr. Barnhart put the meanest, baddest fans that he got that could put him right behind the Florida bench for one game and tell the season ticket holders of UK, take a back seat somewhere else. We're going to give them the same treatment that when we go down to Florida that we get from their students. And they got the closest student section to our bench to anybody in the SEC. Do you really think the design of the stadium down there wasn't by purpose so they would have the students right next to our bench? The answer is, you know it is. And they do the same thing in basketball. Give them back their treatment that we get when we go down to Florida and give it right back to them when they come to Lexington. That's pretty much it.
All right, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly right there.
But, you know, if you're a donor, you're paying big money for those seats. Money talks.
It does.
I would just, instead of saying, let's switch out the donors and move them back and move in, you know, the students who are more a rowdy fan base, how about we just get the donors to actually get up off their butts and be a rowdy crowd themselves.
And maybe that would happen if we sold alcohol. So
exactly.
Sometimes alcohol has an effect on an adult. I don't know what it is.
I can tell you, that's true. Our OVW matches when we sell alcohol versus when we don't, it's night and day.
You know, before that match, I wanted a little alcohol. So, but
instead, you got cornbread hemp, right? It calmed you down. You had so much anxiety. You were so nervous before you were about to go out there.
You think I was?
I think you were, yeah.
Okay.
But I could tell, though, you had your cornbread hemp before, right?
I did. I had my gummies.
That's right. Cornbreadhemp.com. Go there right now and check out their products. If you have pain, anxiety, or trouble sleeping, they have thousands of 5-star reviews on there. It's Kentucky's first USDA-certified organic CBD hemp oil. They've also got the balms. They got the lotions, which Michael and I have all of. I've got, I think, everything on their website right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, use the promo code CATS, C-A-T-S, and save 25% off your first order when you use promo code CATS at cornbreadhemp.com. And you can get it delivered in just 2 days through Amazon Prime. Cornbread Hemp.
You know, I really push the gummies, but I tell you what, the one I don't push enough is that hand lotion.
Mm-hmm.
That hand lotion is unbelievable, and I love it. My hands are so soft. I mean, the ladies just love it.
Yeah, but let's be real. Are your hands soft because of the CBD lotion or because Michael Bennett has never worked a day in his life?
See, I knew you were going to say that right there. Yes, I put in some labor. So
Put in labor. Doing what?
Not as much as I used to. I love working in the yard. Of course, I'm not anymore. But,
yeah, you put in a lot of labor sipping those martinis down there on the beach.
I don't like martinis, but okay. Let me ask you a question, and I want to talk about this when we come back. Who's going to be the leader of this football team this year? I mean, I've got several different ideas who's going to be the leader, and you know, you kind of decide on both sides of the ball and who's really going to come out as the big leader, going to lead us to a championship in the SEC East. So we'll talk about that when we get back. And then I really can't believe the decision now with the Olympics and what this is going to cost Tokyo. We'll talk about that as well. And we'd love your phone calls.
Yeah, we've got a phone caller on the line. Tim, hang tight. We'll get to you after the break.
As soon as we get back, 502-571-TINNY. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, who sings this song?
It's Mott the Hoople.
I would have never guessed that. That's a good song. That's a song, one of those songs you don't know who sings, but it's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Or recognizable, I should say. All right, so let me ask you this, because I find this to be pretty interesting. And quite honestly, I have a couple of people I think are going to be. But, Shannon, who do you think is going to be the leader on this upcoming season for the football team?
Because
I think you got to divide it up.
Yeah.
You got to divide it up on the offense and the defense. And quite honestly, I got the answer right now for the defense. On the offensive side, I think it could be a combination of a couple of people. Now, defensively,
I would say offensively, Will Levis. That would be my answer.
So you're already predicting he's going to be the starting quarterback,
yep.
And he is going to be the leader.
Well, I mean,
of the
I could say whoever wins the quarterback battle, but I feel confident that it's going to be Will Levis. So therefore, I would say that Will Levis is going to be offensively the leader out there on the field.
See, on the offensive side, I could see it going a couple of ways, and I could see it being a combination of a couple of things. I could see Chris Rodriguez being one of those kind of guys.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Wandell Robinson being one of those kind of guys. And then definitely it's going to be the quarterback, either Joey Gatewood, and I'm kind of leaning towards you now that it's probably going to be Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people are now predicting that Will Levis is going to be, and that's outside of Kentucky as well, that Will Levis is going to be the starting quarterback. So it could be Will Levis and Wandell Robinson.
Yeah, now as far as defensively?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think it's easy.
Who?
I think it's Josh Pascal.
Yeah, and you could be right about that.
Oh, did you have anybody else in mind?
No, that's probably the answer.
I mean, I'm still surprised that nobody picked him in the SEC as one of the big picks, and which really shocked me. But as far as defensively, I think hands down, Josh Pascal, a.k.a. Chaz Pickle, is going to be your leader on the defensive side. Now, when it comes to the entire team, listen, I think it is going to be one of those situations where it's going to be a combination of both Josh Pascal and probably Will Levis. So let's go back to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Tim.
Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's getting close to that time of year, football season right around the corner, but, you know, especially with this kid transferring in from LSU is going to really boost Kentucky's offensive line.
Yes, Dare Rosenthal.
I think a lot.
Yes, very
much.
Because
you're going to be able to move Kennard to right tackle, and this guy could anchor the left side.
Yes.
So,
and that's where Darren's probably his biggest strength is on the other side. So he's going to be a lot more comfortable over there.
Well, I think it's going to boost his draft stock, too.
Yes,
if he could show that he could anchor that down. And you're talking about this guy could probably play himself into maybe a first-round pick.
See, that's the other part that's really going to be helpful for this UK offensive line to continue to bring in just incredible talent, is the fact that we're probably going to have two players from this upcoming season that are going to be drafted into the NFL, with Darian Kennard and Dare Rosenthal. That's a great call right there. Anything else before we let you go?
Hey, looks like Cockburn's going to end up at UK. There's a lot of continuous talk.
Yeah.
Yes, you're exactly correct. And I've been told it's really Kofi Coburn. So
yeah, Coburn. Okay.
I mean, that's what I would tell people, too, if my name were that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's you spell it, you pronounce it Coburn, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What else you got?
One quick question.
Yes.
And this is for you, Shannon. Would you let Michael match you again?
No.
In a big match?
No.
Wait a minute now.
Never.
Tim, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
All right. Yeah, I had Mahabali Shira right where I wanted him, and then you decide to go out there. You go rogue. You take your shirt off. You start fighting with Ryan Lemon. Distract me, and the next thing I know, the match is over, and I'm losing.
Now, wait a minute. I think I added a lot to the management of Shannon T. Duke.
You didn't do anything. You walked out there with your little glow-in-the-dark shoes and your dollar bill pants. Looking ridiculous, and then you cost me the match.
I did not cost you the match. I saved you from being 100%
certainly did cost me the match.
I saved you from being beaten up by both Ryan Lemon and She-Girl.
Oh,
so
God.
Don't tell me that.
All right.
The barking chihuahua was about to come in there, and I had to bring his little butt down, and I had to beat him up. So anyway.
Okay. Steve, what's up?
I deserve one more chance.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about the NIL from a fan perspective.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything, if I want to say by Josh Pascal, is there anything wrong with
that? Wait, you cut out there. Did you say buy him a watch or a washing machine?
A jersey.
Oh.
Washington football team jersey. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm out in the middle of
the wilderness.
Well, you know, a watch could cost as much as a washing machine.
You are correct. So the question is, again, where are you calling from, by the way?
Indiana, southern Indiana.
Okay, all right.
I'm driving through the forest right now, so I may
maybe
having a bad connection.
Yeah. All right, the question.
So if let's just say if a fan wants to buy a football player, say Josh Pascal, a pro football team jersey, is that against the rules?
I don't think that it is. I think that you could do that now. I could be wrong about that, but there's, you know, this is so new and there's so many rules and you can do this, but you can't do that. I think that you could do that.
I don't think
that anybody would know about it, first of all, if you did that.
Right.
I mean, how would they know unless you publicized it? I'm sure that stuff like that happens all the time. It's probably happening right now and it was happening before.
Go ahead.
I heard Josh mention this on the podcast, but someone said, if you could get a jersey, what would it be? And he said, well, the Washington football team, because that's his hometown, but they're so expensive, I just don't want to spend my money on something like that right now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have to worry about it soon.
That generated the question for me.
Yeah.
And I understand that completely, because I think one thing we can all definitely agree on, this whole new NIL thing is only going to add a lot more rules.
Yeah, these first couple of years, it's going to be just out of control, I'm sure. There's going to be ways that players are making money that none of us even thought about. And then at some point, there's going to be a line drawn that says, you know, you can do this, but you can't do that.
Right.
It's going to be a this or that situation, I think, for certain rules. And there already are some of those rules into play, you know, but, at some point, they're going to have to scale it back just a little bit, because I'm sure it's going to be out of control these first couple of years.
Vinny tweeted out, Chaz Pickle's leadership will be invaluable, Shannon the Dude. So.
That's right.
Daryl tweeted out, Michael Bennett.
You should get a pickle endorsement.
That's a great idea. Daryl tweeted out, Michael Bennett, did you see the picture of who was sitting next to Chin Coleman while watching Reed Shepard? It was Kofi Coburn. I did not see that picture. That's very interesting, and quite honestly, it's not surprising. I just think he's a better fit when you've got two coaches, assistant coaches on the current basketball team that coached him last year. Nothing against Jalen Duren. I would love to see him at Kentucky as well, but I think the better fit's going to be Kofi.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think, like we said yesterday, either way, no matter who you get, I think that you're going to be in a good situation. I don't think you're going to lose out on either one of those guys.
Robert tweeted out, Devin Booker 7 for 12 from 3 heating up in the 4th, and then CP3 comes in and nearly shoots the Bucks back in the game. Give the ball to Book and get out of the way. That is a great point.
Yeah.
He was throwing up shots that were definitely contested from beyond the 3-point arc, and they were just going in with no issue at all.
Yep.
And then I noticed after the game, Chris Paul was fussing at one of the Suns players. It's like, what are you telling him? You just won the game. Celebrate.
I'm taking the Suns in 6.
See, I think you're right, too. I think it might be 5. So, anyway, hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. I got a great subject matter I want to talk about. 40-year-old men wearing jersey, Shannon.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you.
You do the same.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.